Against this backdrop, we can understand why the Christians in Ephesus needed the strong teaching and encouragement Paul provided in this letter. Most likely, Paul wrote Ephesians about AD 60, during his 2-year imprisonment in Rome. I have visited the prison where Paul was incarcerated, and I could see that his circumstances there must have been extremely hard. History tells us that the city sewer ran nearby, so we can assume that not only was the prison dark and uncomfortable, but it also smelled bad. In the midst of such hardships, Paul chose not to focus on the daily difficulties of his life, but on helping other people by writing to his fellow believers to encourage them in their walk with God. Before we even begin looking at the text of Ephesians, we learn an important lesson as we think about Paul's circumstances when he wrote it. No matter how difficult your life may be during certain seasons, remember to do all you can do to bless, help, and encourage others. The entire letter of Ephesians is 6 chapters. Chapters 1 through 3 are about who we are in Christ, the amazing things Jesus has done for us, how much He loves us, and our relationship with God. And chapters 4 through 6 are about how we are to behave as Christians. This sequence is very interesting because it reflects exactly what we should experience in our walk with God. First, we become established in our personal relationship with God, and then we learn to grow in holiness, changing our thoughts, words, and actions so we will think, speak, and act as God would have us think, speak, and act. No matter how much we love God, when we read the first 3 chapters of Ephesians, we can't help falling more and more deeply in love with Him. When that happens, changing our thoughts, words, and behavior becomes not something we feel we have to do to get God to love us, but something we want to do because we begin to see how much He loves us, and we love Him so much in return. A lot of people have misunderstood how to make changes in their thinking or behavior. They have tried to change based on their human strength or willpower, and they have failed, ending up disappointed and frustrated. Ephesians teaches us that we absolutely cannot change by simply trying or through self-effort. We cannot change because we are motivated by fear that God will not love us if we don't. The right motive for changing is to want to please God as a way of expressing our love for Him in response to His amazing love for us. One of the most vital and refreshing lessons of Ephesians is that relationship with God must come first. That's the key to effecting change in your life. If you will take time to develop a strong relationship with God, begin to see how much He loves you, and know who you are in Christ, change will come, and out of that relationship your life will bear the good fruit that God intends. Key truths in Ephesians. Being in Christ is a spiritual reality, the most important spiritual reality in which you can live. In Christ, you are unconditionally loved and accepted. You are saved through faith and faith alone, not through anything you can do. In Christ, you have victory in the spiritual war. Chapter 1, A Solid Foundation. God's Will, Ephesians 1:1. Paul, an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative of Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed, by the will of God, that is, by His purpose and choice, to the saints, God's people, who are at Ephesus and are faithful and loyal and steadfast in Christ Jesus. A building cannot be built properly unless it is constructed on a solid foundation, and our Christian lives cannot be properly built to withstand the storms of life unless we have a solid foundation. Ephesians 1 is about the foundation of our walk with God. In it, Paul discusses several things that are of great importance to those who are children of God. First, Paul clearly establishes that he is an apostle by the will of God. He did not call himself to the task of being an apostle. Whatever we do in life,